Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, there's a lot of other Gulf of Tonkin news I gotta cover, both Gulf of Tonkin originally and the new Iran situation. This is the type of news I've got. Citigroup refuses to process firearms transactions. Remember, Dell Computer won't sell to gun dealers or gun shops. This is how it's going to work with the cashless society. They're just going to say, we don't do business with you. If you got a Citigroup bank account, shut it down now. And it's confirmed right here, their official Citi Merchant Services. They will not be involved and let you use your cards or anything for guns, purchasing guns, selling guns. Just a bunch of criminals. They are. The people that run this society, they're mob bosses, and they don't want their prey having weapons. What does a criminal do when they come into a store and pull a gun out? They say, everybody get down on the counter. Anybody that's got guns, drop them on the floor. It's real simple. Can you get 2 plus 2? You got mob bosses like Mayor Daley up there wants your guns. You got mob bosses like his dad and his uncle, both mob bosses. Time for armed robbery, made men, Giuliani. We have mob bosses running for president now. We are ruled by scum. And you understand how dangerous this is? The people running things are the grandsons and sons of people that killed 200 mil. They don't play games. They're coming for you and your family. Oh, Alex gets a little extreme. He gets a little upset. What are we supposed to do? It's the fact that we're not upset that this stuff hadn't changed. I am getting mad. Hold on. I just start thinking about it. They're all mob bosses or coke dealers or Chinese generals or espionage or deputy directors of the CIA, and they're poisoning us and going after our guns and grabbing our kids and just having their way with us. You got this cowardly chicken neck public trained to just go along with all of it. And then you got Ron Paul all over New Hampshire. It was last night. It was 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. And I looked, thousands of votes, hundreds of votes in these towns. 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0 for Ron Paul. That ain't happening. That's bull. Period. Means we're in a dictatorship if they get away with this. A dictatorship of a bunch of arrogant criminals that need to be defeated. You understand it's either us or them. You understand with the historical paradigm that if they continue to grow and they continue to expand their operation, it's going to get really bad. My back's against the wall. I just happen to know it. You haven't figured it out yet. And I pray every day you'll figure out that your back is against the wall. These criminals have gotten high-tech. They're building high-tech control grids all around us to micromanage us and control us because they got such bad stuff planned for us, they know we're going to go absolutely ape. We got to go ape before they're done putting the grid in. I'm not risking my life to play tiddlywinks. I'm not on this show to play games with you. Do you understand me? It is a normal response to get mad about this type of stuff. I'm mad that we got autistic kids coming out our ears, and they're sitting there telling you they took the mercury out, and so it can't be the mercury making autism explode, when they didn't take it out. I'm tired of them lying, saying it's the law, you got to take the shots, when there is no law. If they set that precedent, they set it all. You know what it's like to read the insert for the Gardasil HPV live cancer virus injection and to find out it actually doubles your increase in cancer, a 45% increase? To find out that it's deadly and killed a bunch of people and they don't care? It's the same folks that brought you the arthritis medication that made all the people die? It's the same one with the latest recalled vaccine? You know what it's like to know Bayer Pharmaceutical, not just Merck, knowingly put AIDS into hundreds of thousands of people? They don't play games! Do you understand that? They don't play games! Do you get it through your head? They don't play games! They're killers! You understand that? They want to survive, and they think we have to die to make sure their monopoly is secured!
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're working on getting a Ron Paul campaign statement. We've got a couple from listeners that have responded with the same thing we got from their office, that they know stuff's going on. They're formulating a response. They're tracking it, double-checking everything. We'll definitely have Jesse Benton, Ron Paul, or one of the campaign people, maybe even Snyder tomorrow, maybe even today. Beth Harris coming up in 25 minutes. I want to go to your phone calls. The top news at PrisonPlanet.com, the exclusive. There's another one coming out about the drug dealer. Paul Watson, I want one on that. That Beth Harris is coming out with that this evening. You can just take the exact quotes from earlier, you champion of liberty over there. By the way, the scumbags at Digger and they're giggling and snorkeling about how they're burying our story, trying to block it. You just take it and email it to the four corners, ram it down MySpace's throat. Just go absolutely insane with this. We cannot let, this is a test of the Internet's power. We cannot let them take the fact that they stole New Hampshire from Ron Paul. The polls show it. The stealing, the not counting the votes, red-handed. You need to get this and get it out to everybody right now. This is one more brick in their wall we're pulling down to expose their fraud and how criminal they are. And again, the campaign has to call for a recount now. They have to go in there now. They have evidence now. I mean, my gosh, when you get half of what the polls show you're supposed to get, something's rotten in the state of Denmark. But Obama clearly cheated. He better not just go along with it. That snake Hillary. Jason in Ohio, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for having me on. Hey, I just want to say, you know, we're the people that have contributed the money to this campaign, And if they're not going to spend the money to get us to certify we're going to get free elections, I'm telling you right now, this movement is going to shut down. And I'm all for giving money to the campaign, but that $69,000 is about 50 cents for everybody who gave the last money bomb.
Yeah, so, it is literal chicken feed to the 20-plus mil they brought in.
Yep, and I'm behind the campaign. I want them to do the right thing. I think it's
yeah, but it's time for business as usual to end. It's time for the facade to end. That's what I'm saying. It's time to get aggressive.
Yeah, and with what we're talking about, I mean, it was 2,000 votes between Ron Paul and Giuliani. 30 votes here, 30 votes there. 30 votes is enough to call for a recount. And the thing is they wanted to keep them out of the top three, because they knew that would take the wind out of the sails of this movement, or at least they're going to try. So what I'm saying right now to the people out there is we got to keep standing up. We got to keep fighting for this. And we can't be so naive to think that they're going to let these trillions of dollars of no-bid contracts and all this corporate welfare just be left to chance of some.
No, that's why
they're trying to control.
That's why they've got special forces recruits and high and tight haircuts and black suits with submachine guns running all these ops. Thank you. I mean, seriously, go down to one of these offices. Go in and experience it. You'll literally be in a government command bunker. Go experience it for yourself. Look, I know I'm really mad, and I am, folks. This is what you're supposed to get mad about. I'm going to say it again. Not the Dallas Cowboys, not all these things that don't matter. I am enraged. It'd be like watching a football game where it's just total cheating by one team and the referees, where they give one team 100 downs and the other team gets none. You'd blow up over that, wouldn't you? Well, you better blow up about your country. I got to settle down. I'm actually sweating and my head's pounding. I haven't been this mad in a while. I shouldn't let myself get mad. I just get so tired of these crooks. And let me just say this to the scum. All the people that have decided to join evil, all the people that have piled on and who are just social climbers and decided to join on to what they think's the winning team, you're going to lose. And don't think if Ron Paul loses and gets cheated that we lose. We're showing everybody the fraud. We're educating everybody. We're growing our movement, chicken necks, and we're that much closer to getting our hands around your throat. You understand me? Because there's some of us that love life and are willing to fight for it. And there's some of us that haven't been domesticated. And there's some of us that knew an enemy. An enemy's somebody who's out to get you, folks, and there's a lot of people out to get us, and I take this deadly serious. That's why I get so mad. It's very real for me. And even if you don't know how real it is, it's still real. Just like you don't know a bus is coming 60 miles an hour down the road. But nevertheless, it's coming. Why don't you turn around and see it coming so you can step out of the way? New developments? What is going on here?
9/11, 9/11, 9/11, 3 counties.
He got 9.11 in 3 counties. God, they throw it in our face, don't they? They love their Kabbalah and their numerology. Three townships, he got 9/11. 55 votes for 9/11. 604 votes, he got 55% for 9/11. Hampton, he got 3,114 votes, 286 votes, 9.11. Sandwich. It was 395. He got 36 votes, 9/11. That's funny. That's real funny. I guess it was a coincidence, too, that Fox produced a piece where the government secretly hijacks a jet by remote control, a passenger jet, and uses drills to make the rest of the government stand down to fly into the World Trade Center to launch attacks against Afghanistan. That aired 6 months before 9/11. I guess that was an accident, too, wasn't it? That was just a coincidence. Billy in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. Well, first of all, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yes.
Even though it's belated. Anyway, I'd like to talk about the ASVAB test. Do you know what that is?
Yes, the test to get into the military.
Okay. Well, I have a little story and a couple questions if you could help me out, please. One of the classes I'm taking my senior year is co-op business, and today we have to take the ASVAB test. Now, there's often military in our school, but in the library alone, there were several military men when we had to take this test, and a teacher talking about it said that it's not optional, yet my teacher said it's part of our midterm, and you had to take it, so how is that optional? With that said, they also wanted us to sign something to the government saying that we were in no way forced to take this test. when I read it.
No. There's no law you have to take that test because there they are saying you weren't forced. Kind of like they told everybody, it's the law you got to take shots in Maryland. And when they showed up by the thousands to take it, the judge said, now you don't have to take this with police dogs. It's all color of law, ma'am. It's all fraud. The whole thing is criminals. The military has been caught in Colorado, Texas, Ohio, New York, calling 16-year-olds going, sign the commitment or I'm coming to arrest you. It's the law to sign it. It's just criminal. It's all criminal, ma'am.
When I read it, it discussed how we were eligible for enlistment. I had a strange feeling about this test. Like, I had a strange feeling about it. Like, if you take it and the score, well, if you score well in a certain area, can't the military recruit you for that area?
Yeah, you were taking a military test. You weren't taking the regular mandated federal exit exam under No Slave Left Behind. But they put federal funding in. They've tied it to state funding to let the recruiters in. Now Homeland Security is doing three-year courses recruiting the kids into domestic spies. It's hell on earth, ma'am. It's all criminal. It's all evil. I appreciate your call. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, this is good news. Also, anyway, I was the only one left. I decided not to take it, basically. Like, right when that up to it, I refused to take it. But then it was so odd what happened. Could I just say this, please?
Yes, go ahead.
Like, right after I refused to take it because I just stand up and I'm like, I'm not taking it. And keep in mind, there are all these students in military.
And they're telling you it's the law, but then saying you got to sign a form saying we didn't force you. Go ahead.
All of a sudden, right when I said that I wasn't taking it, the military started coming up to, it was very odd, started coming up to all the kids and acted like they were their friends and all this crap, you know, trying to...
Yeah, ma'am, that was a distraction op. They train them how to put us in camps, how to force inject, how to deal with us on the street, how to create a distraction. Like, oh, hi, friend. They started kind of moving their arms around, kind of stalking. That was a distraction from you because they teach them how to move you into camps, how to move you into buses, how to get control. Those are the whole country's going to martial law incrementally. 10% of the college graduates, all black op. It's just total hell, ma'am. Notice they said you had to take it, but then you didn't have to, did you?
Well, I didn't have to, but that's because I refused. Like, I literally...
I know, but they were telling you you had to.
Yeah, well, it was very double talk. What they would say was like, You have to take it for the midterm.
Ma'am, you need to write up a story about what happened to you and post it on RonPaulWarRoom.com. We'll post it everywhere else. Okay, I'd like you to use your full name. That's how you beat them. Everywhere they're saying you got to have breathalyzers to go in the school and saying it's the law and headlines, no law. Saying you got to take shots, no law. Saying you got to let home inspectors in your house, no law. It's just, but see, the whole economy is shifting to this. Hordes of them being released on us. The government is criminal, evil. And that's not a stretch. Throughout history, that's who they are. Throughout history, tyranny is the norm. And all those scumbag recruiters care about is getting some fresh meat so they don't get sent to the front. And folks who have your children in government training camp, public schools, those recruiters literally abuse your children. They've been caught having sex with them, intimidating them, paying them, threatening them on video, on audio. The guy, that, by the way, remember the first guy in Colorado who got caught on audio? Said, you're going to jail if you don't sign up, boy. It's federal law. 10 years in the pen. Guess what? He got promoted, ladies and gentlemen, to a major. And he's over now an entire recruiting sector of multi-states. And I told you he'd be promoted. Remember, first they said, oh, we'll discipline him. And he went right to the top. Now, if he was a cocaine-dealing black op officer, he'd be running elections. And they only take made men, folks that have run ops in El Salvador, Nicaragua, Eastern Germany. People who brought smack in. People who run slave brothels. Oh, I hate them. I hate them. I'm sick of them. Letting all this evil just breed all around us. Meanwhile, the cowardly public can't see it. See, I made a decision to fight them, folks, so I get fired up. I'm going to try to settle down. I'm just so sick of their crimes. I'm so sick of them getting away with it. They have clearly robbed Ron Paul of the election in New Hampshire. They have clearly stolen it from Barack Obama. It's on PrisonPlanet.com. Joe, David, Dan, others. Bev Harris coming up. Absolutely jam-packed transmission. I'm Alex Jones. You are on the tip of the spear. You have found the InfoWar.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
All right, I settled down during the break. I'm going to try to not get mad. Bev Harris was breaking new information coming up. We got the Ron Paul campaign on the line. We're trying to get a statement out of them. Evidence is coming in that more towns, as we knew, voted zero that really didn't. I guess that's all an accident, too, right? Bush has signed the Veterans Disarmament Act. Headline, Bush signs bill geared to tougher screening of gun buyers. Federal databases, misdemeanors, they're coming after us. You're only alive once. Be on the side of the good guys. Fight the New World Order. Joe in Arkansas, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. I think everybody in the country should listen to your show for a daily dose of health insanity.
I was thinking maybe
people in New Hampshire that voted for Ron Paul could write affidavits to that effect and use those to sue the clerks that reported zero.
Yeah, no, exactly. We've got to start suing clerks, getting aggressive. This is our votes you're talking about, you scumbags. And we got to, it's going to be coming out that the guy running it all is a black op. And it's just unbelievable. I mean, can you believe this is happening?
Unfortunately, I have to believe it's happening. I know it's happening. I know things have got horrible in this country. It's run by criminals. I see it all the time. You know, I just wonder how the American people let America get so bad.
Well, now the dollar, gold has gone above 880. The dollar's going in the toilet. They're admitting we're going into deep recession. They're spending unlimited funds on all this police state stuff. I mean, they're really recruiting a large portion of the kids out of the schools to literally be secret police in America. I mean, and they're all playing video games where they simulate murders hundreds of times a day. I mean, we're in deep trouble, folks. Brainwashed killer zombies is basically what the youth have turned into.
Well, I will pledge $10 to the Ron Paul campaign if they demand a recount, and I hope other people
in fact, that's
do
it. We're
like
launching a fund. I need to get a hold of Trevor Lyman. He's got the infrastructure, or Ted Anderson can do it. We're launching a deal to pay for a recount right now, but we got to have the campaign sign on to it. We'll raise the $70,000, $100,000, whatever's needed.
You're the greatest, Alex.
No, you're the greatest. You're the people that make it happen. And again, I apologize for blowing up the last 30 minutes. I'm just upset. I mean, I want to go play golf and go skiing and go hiking, and I want to work 8 hours a day. I don't want to be in here freaking out with a bunch of drug dealers and CIA people running everything. I'm tired of it, man. I want my America. I want that apple pie. I want to go watch football. But all I can do is fight this. David in Canada, go ahead. I said I wasn't going to get mad. Go ahead, David. Go ahead.
Hi. How's
Hi.
It going, Alex?
I guess it's going all right.
I just wanted to say I've been listening to your show for a long time. I've been a fan for years. I never really got the chance to call. I just wanted to know, just a little bit off topic, what's your whole thought about the Canadian politics, referendums, and the whole kit? Like, what do you think about it?
Total New World Order run, facade of liberty and freedom, but serious attacks on free speech. I'd be all for French separatism, but I know the globalists want to break Canada up first before they absorb it into the NAU. Their own documents have come out. And I think the Canadians, by and large, are some of the nicest, most educated, friendly people I've ever met. The cliche is true, but they're also some of the most ignorant about how evil their government is.
You're absolutely right, Alex. Anyways, I just want to say keep up the good work. I've been calling all my relatives in the States since I've been listening to you to tell them to vote for Ron Paul. I got cousins in Connecticut and cousins in Florida, so I've been calling them left and right, leaving them emails, and I really, really hope this guy takes it. Like, I'm not an American, but I hope this guy takes the cake. Like, you know, it's time for a change, you know what I mean?
God bless you, my friend. I agree with you. By the way, the same company that's reportedly got this Kappa running it, Second Command over there, it runs it all in Connecticut, too. They're just black ops everywhere. Why not? Why couldn't they be king if you roll over to it and decide it doesn't exist and decide corruption doesn't exist? Once you do that, it's over. Dan in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead, Dan.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
Hi.
I just wanted to say what we need to do here in New Hampshire is we need to get somebody to call the police seriously. You guys are talking about suing, and I think that's, like, way undercutting what's going on here. This is like election fraud, right? You can't rob a bank and give the money back to the bank and expect not to be charged, right? The police chief's name is John Sims, and his phone number is 603-927-4422.
Well, let me stop you first. I agree. In Ohio, we sent people to the Hooskow. We need to have affidavits. We need the police to go ahead and start going in and interviewing all those people. Absolutely.
Definitely, definitely. And I'd like to say another thing about the whole brand-new Gulf of Tonkin thing. I really hope that all your listeners know that Iranian boat attack stuff, that is just complete BS. And to your
Well, Iran's saying it's fake, but I've been in channels and been out to sea quite a few times. Those motorboats, are literally about a half mile behind one of those giant cruisers. And that's Iranian waters that they're right there in the edge of. And it's the U.S. that's blown up a bunch of their planes and bombed a bunch of their ships out of the clear blue sky. Pure provocation. I appreciate your call. And now it's come out how the Gulf of Tonkin was even more staged. Did you know that? I mean, what did Ron Paul say? What did Zygmunt Brzezinski say? What did Dr. Paul Craig Roberts say in the last year? They all said they're afraid Bush is going to stage a Gulf of Tonkin by claiming the Iranians did something. What's happening right now?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years' worth of food supply be enough? Or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something is better than nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
It seems like every time you pull up to the pump, gas prices have gone up again. Not only is it frustrating, it's costing you more money than ever before. Well, the solution is here, and it's called System 48 Plus. System 48 Plus increases horsepower, improves engine performance, and restores compression with one easy application. System 48 Plus even cleans the engine walls, saving you from costly repairs. It works with regular or synthetic motor oil and can even be used in diesel engines. System 48 Plus guarantees you will see a 2 to 4 mile per gallon increase, saving you fuel and money. Order today and you'll receive System 48 Plus with a special discounted price of $19.95 plus $5 shipping and handling. For a limited time, buy 4 cans of System 48 Plus and get the 5th absolutely free. Save your sanity. Save your money. The time is now. Order your System 48 Plus for only $19.95 by calling 866-527-8430. That's 866-527-8430. Or order online at system48.net.
Every election you fake. Bev Harris is our guest. She's had tons of stuff come in. She's trying to sift through all of it. To recap with any other added info on a lot of things that have happened is Bev Harris. I'm not going to keep her long so that she has time to elaborate later tomorrow on the show or later this evening on other shows about what she's discovered. Ron Paul, a vote not counted in New Hampshire District. New Hampshire District admits Ron Paul vote was skewed, was not counted, and now we need other people. Bev, what? I'm getting hundreds of emails, calls, people saying, yeah, I voted in this district, I voted in this township. Me and a bunch of my friends went and voted. It said zero. It said zero all over the place. Is this just incredible hubris? There's no way that they made mistakes in all of these other towns and just accidentally didn't add Ron Paul. I guess we need to just dig through those, have those people do affidavits. Do they need to? I guess they're election officials, you know, kind of like calling the fox about problems in the hen house. What needs to happen, Bev?
Well, we need to know first just the name of the jurisdiction and what their story was. And we can In other words, if it's a jurisdiction that had, you know, 65 votes for him and there's one person that says I voted for him, but if they say I vote, there's zero votes and I voted, in other words, or I know there are two people who voted and there's one, we need to know immediately the jurisdiction, and I will call them, as I did the jurisdiction in the town of Sutton.
And by the way, we've seen this in quite a few other cases. Just an election earlier this year, or now last year in Arkansas, the guy and his wife voted for him for mayor, and he got zero.
Yes. And I can't remember the resolution on that, but it was pretty dramatic. They either did a new election or they dumped the voting machines there or something. But this is, you know, it's interesting, too, how it was almost like they, another thing I thought that was an anomaly, boy, I've been up so late, I don't talk well now, is typically when you have a whole lot of small jurisdictions, as we do in New Hampshire, there is quite a bit of variation in the overall rankings. I mean, we saw that in Iowa, you know, where they said that, you know, Huckabee ran away with it, but the C-SPAN is covering it, and McCain won in that particular place, you know. So you don't see that every single place has a uniform ranking of everybody's placement. If you have six candidates, they don't come out in the same 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in 240 different locations, especially when they're small, where just, you know, 10 voters can skew it. It can be a family.
But that did happen with Hillary. That's very suspicious.
In New Hampshire, pretty much with both parties, it was kind of uniform across the state. It was almost like there was just, this is how it's going to be.
And we have that. We have the polls not matching. We have the Obama situation. Bev, what does the Ron Paul campaign, from your studied expertise in this, what do they need to do? What would you do if you were them?
Well, I usually don't get involved in campaigns, or, I mean, I never get involved in campaigns.
But as a private
but
citizen.
Essentially, what needs to happen next is the Secretary of State of New Hampshire has not released the results. We have to remember that. All we've seen is something released to the media. And so this is another thing where I'm getting to have a problem with how the media releases it and calls the election before the results are even in.
In fact, there was only 16% in for McCain when I was watching. Only 60% in. I was told it was 14 when they started announcing, but I saw it at 16 last night, that he was the winner with only 16% in.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, the thing is, they are, well, and I believe I told you about the one in Iowa. I can never remember all the people, but what to when it gets so busy now. But in Iowa, I talked to the guy from the Republican Party. Now, remember, in Iowa, the Republican Party runs it, not the state. And he said that they had no more than 1,500 votes in out of 200,000 or however many there was. There was less than 1% of the votes in. And remember, they're running it. And he walked by the TV, and CNN was announcing the winner and said it had 40% in. I think that is just plain creepy.
Well, I agree, Bev. It is very creepy. So again, what should we do about this?
What should we do about it? We don't hold the cards. You know, it's like we're sort of like, I have this video up, and it's got at the end these people sort of peeking through blinds trying to figure out what the heck is going on. We definitely need anybody who voted for Ron Paul and sees that there were no votes reported or the less than what they know there needs to be. We need them to identify the precinct and give some sort of contact information.
They need to go to ronpaulwarroom.com. It's a blog. Anybody can register and post your info, your contact, so we can vet this out, and then we'll call. We'll give it to Bev. She'll call.
Yeah, if it looks like it's a pretty darn interesting thing, then get it to blackboxvoting.org. And, you know, they do, something's changed since we had this big hacking democracy video come out. They actually take my calls now and actually feel like they have to answer my questions. You know, for a long time, they would just feel like, well, we don't have to answer anything. But they kind of do, and so if I call in, generally they will tell me what's going on if there's a discrepancy. And we have a lot of additional legwork that we need. Actually, let me tell you another thing Ron Paul supporters might want to be doing, or any American citizen for any candidate. February 5th is hurtling down the highway at us. Massachusetts has 390 jurisdictions. Connecticut has a couple hundred jurisdictions. all of them are using the same Diebold voting machines and the same John Silvestro guy is programming them. We need to start putting together, if nothing else, just organizing the information so that we can start knowing, you know, in Massachusetts there's some hand count locations and some machine locations. We need to start
exactly.
Getting all this
together. And what you need is, instead of having 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 Ron Paul people screaming, waving signs, that's all fine and dandy. How about leave 100 behind with signs and have 4 or 5 person teams at every place getting exit polls so you know the name and
yes.
can instantly report it?
And I can tell you that there's some people in Massachusetts that can help you design or help that are actually trying to put together something like that but don't have the manpower. And, you know, some statisticians that know how to do this kind of thing. And I think they would probably welcome that. So if folks want to volunteer to do exit polling in Massachusetts and Connecticut on February 5th, and I think that's a great idea. They can email Black Box Voting. I'll route them to the right people because that's been a big topic of many of my many emails.
Well, we need to get.
We've got to deal with this.
Yeah.
We've just got to deal with it.
Yeah,
we saw it coming down the pike in New Hampshire, and it hit, and it just we have to do what we can figure out. Again, we don't hold the cards on this. Because we don't get to make the rules and we don't get to have the information. So we have to figure out what we can do and get out there and just do it. And I will say another thing. We should never underestimate our own common sense. You know, one person can figure out one thing to do, and it's often quite amazing how much to get done with it. So, you know, we don't necessarily need to be a bunch of ants marching in a column. If you see something that makes sense, do it.
And Bev,
grab an oar and row.
And Bev, if we have evidence that they are not giving him his votes and they admit they're not doing it and giving us these ridiculous excuses, I think the campaign, you know, Black Box Voting can't do it. Infowars.com can't do it, even though people posted our site and told you and we got it up.
Right.
You know, we're small organizations. The campaign has got hundreds of thousands of volunteers, 1,500 meetup groups, thousands per meetup group, and it is important for the Paul campaign to get aggressive on this because there's clearly evidence of chicanery in New Hampshire, and I'm telling them right now they need to go to a recount. I mean, this will certainly open things up to some sunshine, and I bet we've only found the very tip of the iceberg, Bev.
Yeah, well, that tends to be the case. I mean, you know, it's just amazing to me how, like, after the 2004 election, our organization is small. We couldn't go everywhere in the United States. We went to Volusia County, Florida, and we went to Cuyahoga County, Ohio. And in Volusia County, Florida, we caught him in the act of rigging the election. And in Cuyahoga County, Ohio, we caught him in the act of rigging the recount. What are the odds? I mean, I don't think we picked the only two places in the United States this is happening. I think it must be something that has unfortunately become kind of prevalent. And
absolutely.
So that's another thing. For your listeners, you know, get out there and watch and see what you can see. And if it just looks weird, report it, because that's where some of the best information comes from, something that just doesn't look right.
Absolutely. Bev Harris, I want to check back in with you tomorrow when we're live 11 to 2 Central.
Absolutely.
I know
yeah.
there's a lot more that's developed and some even bigger things that are on the verge of breaking. We'll be watching blackboxvoting.org and prisonplanet.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you.
All right, folks. I'll cram some calls in here in the last 16, 17 minutes that we've got left at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. But I want to kind of move through your calls fast, so in case anybody's trying to call in, we could have had on the folks that originally reported. Maybe we'll have time tomorrow that they all went and voted and their town said zero. But because of the interest of time, we haven't had them on today. We've got their names, got their numbers. They're now saying they'll come on. We appreciate that. But people from other towns, the ones that are emailing us, calling us, call in if you can get in and tell us your experience quickly at 1-800-259-9231. I don't want people to get discouraged here because they're having to cheat us. They're having to block us. They're having to propagandize. They're getting scared. They know we're waking up to them. People are now talking about the New World Order and the Federal Reserve and the Bilderberg Group and the CFR. And their hit pieces, I mean, this New Republic hit piece says CFR doesn't exist, Trilateral Commission's insane, Paul's insane, my God, this is proof he's nuts. We're talking about public organizations that publicly call for world government. And they just count on you being dumb and not going and reading David Rockefeller's autobiography he wrote 4 years ago where he says he wants to end the U.S. I mean, he says he wants to get rid of the country. We get official text.ttc NAFTA highway maps that say it on there. And when you call up the government about it, they say that doesn't exist as a conspiracy theory when we got it from the counties, from the official maps. Again, the public's learning what a pack of liars they are. And their time is very, very short. So that's the good news here. And I'm telling you, we're the ones reporting it. It's on prisonplanet.com, red-handed. Just, oh, you get zero, Paul, and I guarantee you, all those other counties that are 000, where he's got 300, 500, 1,000, 2,000 votes, and they're saying there's not one Ron Paul. Or they'll say 500 other. What's that other? You think there's 500 write-ins for the Easter Bunny on there? I mean, we got them red-handed. And those are the points that need to be made. We need like a laundry list of this, from the polls not being right compared to what happened, Paul getting half the votes of what his poll said. That is baloney. I mean, I knew it last night. I knew it was a stolen election. And they got even worse machines in South Carolina. All right, I'm going to stop hyperventilating. I want to go quickly. Who's up next here? Kyle in Iowa. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex.
Hi.
Pardon me, my voice is a little ruined right now, but I was one of the actual people who double-counted the votes at the caucuses in Iowa, okay? Now, I just looked at the precincts where I was at that I double-counted, and Romney had 15 and Ron Paul had 15, and no one else had over 5 votes. It's saying here that Ron Paul had 9, Romney had 16, and here's the big thing, Huckabee had 22. There's no way. There's way more votes.
Well, wait. Specifically at the caucus you were at, you're saying you saw what, sir?
I was at where Ron Paul actually was. Now, I was one of the people who double counted the votes just for accuracy. And I also
by double counted, you didn't count them twice and add them together. You double checked them, you mean?
Double checked them, okay? And I also turned in a list to my precinct captain for the Ron Paul headquarters.
Okay, you need to write this up in an email, post it on ronpaulwarroom.com. You
okay,
see, we need to then be able to call and vet that like we did this other. We'll bust our butts. Now, here we are, always at the center of the Ron Paul campaign, energizing because of you, the listeners. But we can't do any of it without you, sir. So do you know how to use a computer?
Absolutely. It's done.
Okay, go to ronpaulwarroom.com, your full name, where you were, it's your public affidavit, contact info, who the people were you handed those votes into, post on there versus what they show, do the research. We can't do it all. We can just vet.
Can.
I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you. I appreciate you, Kyle. Good job in Iowa. There you go. And my listeners are 90% accurate, usually more than that, but they're almost always telling the truth or mean what they're saying. Watch. We'll catch them with their pants down right there. Oh, they just count on us not taking action. Okay, who's up next? Fred, Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, I have two critical questions for you. What would you think if Ron Paul should hold a national press conference with Lindsey Williams at his side, the Baptist minister from Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, and talk about the fact, because it has been documented, that there's enough oil in the ground at Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, to last America for the next 200 years. I think that should get Ron Paul the kind of recognition he needs.
Well, the press, sir, ignores what they want to ignore, and they cover what they want to cover. They all know there's plenty of oil up there, and they universally cover it up. And Ron Paul has even talked some about that. But what's your other question?
I wish he'd have come out with it on the Leno show. The other question is...
No, I wish he would have, too, yeah.
Why aren't you on AM or FM instead of shortwave?
Well, I am on two stations in Missouri. I'm on KCXL and one other, but we should be on more, and that's because most of them are owned by conglomerates and oligopolies. I appreciate your call. But I am on a growing list of AM and FM stations, and we're thankful to all of them, whether it's 1330 right here in Austin or 590 here in Austin. Those are commercial stations, or you know, WBCR, KCXL, KCAA, the list goes on and on. I mean, we've got like close to 70 affiliates now. We've been as high as 80. It's gone as low as 30. It goes up and down. But then we have shortwave, internet, satellite. As George Norrie, second biggest talk shows in the country, said here, without prompting, this is the largest unrated show in the world. Number one on Shoutcast. That's just a small sampling of the internet. Just huge. We get big ratings for any station that puts us on. It isn't just about the ratings. It's about New World Order doesn't want the truth out. Okay, we're going to go to break. I'm going to come back in a final segment. And it's fine to go off on things about Lindsey Williams, whatever, that's fine. But also, do you have any questions about the Ron Paul campaign? Do you have any comments about what you've seen? 1-800-259-9231. We'll take five calls in the 5 minutes we have left. In the 30 seconds I've got here for the first time today, I didn't plug any sponsors, didn't plug my films. We don't operate if you don't get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. We don't operate if you don't get Terror Storm Final Cut. We don't operate if you don't get Loose Change Final Cut. We don't operate if you don't get The Late Great USA or the Club Bilderberg book. All available at InfoWars.com. Plus, they're great books and videos. They're there to wake people up. Have you woken somebody up this week? Have you woken somebody up today? That's how we beat this enemy, is exposing them. InfoWars.com. That's the coordinates. Go there, get the videos, get the books, get the materials, get them out to people. InfoWars.com. I'm gonna leave you.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We all know that Berkey Water Systems are the only trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, and radon 222. They also reduce nitrates, nitrite, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer the best deal in the world on the web for Berkey Light Water Systems. Order the Berkey Light System today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and the 3 sport Berkey water bottles, a $90 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Welcome, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report here in Genesis 2 to 4 p.m. right after Alex Jones, Monday to Friday and Sunday 8 to 10. We want to introduce to you some of the most amazing wellness solutions with Nutridyne, N-U-T-R-I-D-I-N-E, provides the most powerful organic iodine test activated and monatomic gold to regenerate your mind, body, and spirit. It supports mitochondrial energy, thyroid, stress, and stress hormones, as well as the hypothalamus and your clarity of being. We also want to introduce Living Streams Probiotic, the first second-generation probiotic on the earth. It removes stealth pathogens or organisms that can cause disease, viruses, bacteria, parasites, Lyme, fungi, and candida throughout your body. Eliminate stealth pathogens and order at NutriMedical, that's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com. Call us to place an order by phone at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. And we are here for you Monday to Friday, 9 to 6 p.m. Mountain Time. Take care and get protected.
You missed any of the Beth Harris analysis, any of the info, all of it up to date, restarts in 5 minutes at InfoWars.com. You just go there. We have our main streams. So you can tune back into the show. It doesn't just end. People listening out there on the web on different streams, continual streams at InfoWars.com. We got some feedback, and I know this group. Tell viewers that WMUR in New Hampshire is interested in this Sutton story. Well, the idiots can go call the call the town themselves. They reverse it and change their map. Repeat, they're interested. Such lazy people in the mainstream media. Also, Ron Paul, VoteCount.com, needs state and county coordinators. They are the organization getting affidavits together. Get it out today, Alex. I tried to call. Okay, let's go to Ron in New York. Quickly, Ron, hit him.
Yes, hello, Alex. As you may and maybe some of your listeners be aware of, as of yesterday, the president signed H.R. 2640 into law. I'm going to say this. I'll pass a comment on this. Many people who, through sloth and non-caring, who didn't really pay attention to this issue, are probably going to wind up being directly affected by it and impacted within 12, at the very most, 24 months. And that concerns things such as what an adjudication of somebody who is being considered convicted of a, and I put it in quotes, misdemeanor crime of domestic violence, and even where it relates in the federal realm.
They admit a lot of cops and military are going to be disarmed, which is exactly what they love. This is what they want. This is what they get.
Right. That's right. That's what the larger
this
portion
is what
of
they
people,
want.
That's what a larger portion of people who do not care less, they suffer, as I say, from sloth or indifference, didn't care less. They allowed organizations that purportedly are in favor of gun rights and the Second Amendment, who really aren't, to handle a ball.
It's total scum. We'll be talking about it tomorrow. Total evil. Just more example of the rogue government. You don't have any comments, Ron, on the Ron Paul stealing stuff?
Well, I'll tell you this. I saw Ron Paul's speech last night. Only C-SPAN had his speech on. No other major network at all. And it's obvious, I think, that they're trying to suppress that candidacy.
Yeah, they are. We're out of time. Got to jump, I promise to. Fred in Philly. Go ahead, Fred.
Okay. NPR may have actually said that Ron Paul got 23% in the Iowa Republican caucus. It was reported to the Power the next day. I don't have verification of that. They do offer tapes, NPR, on all their coverage.
Okay. What do you think about what's happening right here in New Hampshire?
I think that it's this NEP, what used to be called VNS, because they have funneled all the results one way or the other into one system, and that includes presidential primaries.
They do. I appreciate your call. Will in Philly, you're on the air. Go ahead, Will.
Mr. Jones.
Hey.
Don't you dare be mad, upset that you're mad. That's what made you who you are, and that's what made you the leader of this movement, sir.
I know. I don't like getting mad myself. I'm just really sick of it.
Well, your passion drives people, me included. Mr. Congressman Dr. Paul has to be vehement here. He has to get upset like never before, man. This is preposterous.
Oh, yeah, and a whole bunch of those towns, they said 000. How arrogant is that?
530 for other, 260 for it's ridiculous. We've seen it coming. I've seen it coming. I was up all night. I couldn't sleep.
Me too, my friend.
Take it easy, man. Are you going to be on any other shows later? What are you doing today? I know you're going to have a busy day today.
I may even do a special video for the web at PrisonPlanet.com and TruthNews.us later. I'm going to be on two live TV shows tonight. Luke Radowski's in town. We're working on the film. Just going to be working on this. I'll be at RonPaulWarRoom.com tracking all the things you say and do. Paul Watson, Steve Watson are on it. Kurt Nemo's on it at TruthNews.us, and I'm going to call the campaign up and say, look, they're admittedly giving you zero in New Hampshire. They're stealing from you. The polls don't match. They're going to try to say, move on. Move on to the next state where they're going to rob you there. Look, man, this is even bigger than Ron Paul. This is our electoral process, and it's being robbed by a bunch of trash. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all. Transmission restarts right now at InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom.
PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so
forth. On his behalf, thank you very much. We will see you tomorrow. Thank you for making me part of your Wednesday. And come on the web 24/7 at JimSumterShow.com. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to